Former lawmaker Betty Davis retired from the Anchorage School Board in September after more than 35 years in public service. On the board and in the state legislature, Davis fought for education reform and helped break barriers for Black Alaskans and women in government. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, the school board invited the community to a celebration commemorating her career.
Generally, school board meetings are filled with educators and parents waiting to testify before the board about a myriad of issues. But the most recent meeting was filled with the sounds of drumming. The Clark Middle School drumline kicked off a tribute to Betty Davis. After the performance, the Clark Informers, a school group dedicated to sharing history, told Davis's story to the crowd.
Mrs. Davis has been a resident of Anchorage for more than 40 years. She arrived here with her
husband. Davis was elected to the Anchorage School Board in 1982. She already had a career as a social worker before she retired in 1986. She then moved on to a second career in politics. Celeste Hodge Groudon helped organize the tribute.
We are really fortunate to have someone like Senator Davis, who actually has done more than a lot of individuals put together.
Davis served three different terms on the board. She advocated for pre-K funding, reducing dropout rates, and equity for Anchorage students. During the tribute, current board president Star Marcette credited Davis with helping getting her elected.
When we were both running at the same time, we put out a flyer that we put both our faces on. And I know that they probably voted because I was next to Betty Davis. And so I just always appreciate her support and all the wisdom that she's given me over the years.
When Davis was elected to the State House of Representatives in 1990, she became the first elected Black woman to serve in the legislature. Davis would end up going on to become the first Black Alaskan to serve in the Alaska Senate when she was elected in 2000. While in the legislature, Davis's passion for education remained at the forefront. She was given the nickname Conscience of the Legislature and championed legislation for education, social issues, and economic development. Stephanie Berglund is the CEO of Thread, a nonprofit that focuses on providing affordable early childcare to Alaska families.
Betty Davis was very instrumental in supporting increases to education funding, of course, an advocate to ensure that funding wasn't cut, and championed an effort specifically around funding for early childhood teachers and strengthening the early childhood workforce.
After losing re-election in 2013, Davis returned to the school board for her third term. She served until mid-September, when she resigned for medical reasons. She was too sick to attend the celebration. The board appointed a white man, Mark Foster, to fill Davis's seat. Celeste Hodge Groudon criticized the board directly for not choosing a diverse replacement for Davis, despite many applicants of color.
I understand Saturday, the Anchorage School Board missed an opportunity.
Hodge Groudon points out that every member currently on the Anchorage School Board is white.
Have some diversity on the board so that our students, which is largely minority now within the Anchorage School District, could actually identify with somebody that looks like them.
Davis's son, Tony Davis, was at the celebration on his mother's behalf and echoed that sentiment. He says his mother was a role model for many students in the district. Tony wouldn't go into specifics of his mother's illness, but he says his mother is aware of the trails that she blazed while serving in office.
She hopes that somebody will step up after she's done and step up and continue the fight.
At the end of the celebration, the Anchorage School Board adopted a resolution formally commemorating Davis's public service legacy in Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.